Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's coming, you think it's a joke, but
you
it's real.
You are compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
about. Every chance you get, every minute. You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Right here on RBN. I am your host, V. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Yes. Well, you're here, and we're going to jump into the show. So let's do it. First off, I have to mention, I've been thinking, so if anybody's got any questions, by the way, about the balloon situation, I do believe I explained it Tuesday, during the short segment of the show, but I will reiterate a little bit of it. We have, again, our atmosphere is plasma-sized, okay? Nano, aluminum, strontium, barium, what have you. Nano, smart dust, being dumped onto us every day by the government, by the governments, right? New World Order. And, it's got into our system, our bloodstreams, coats our brains after it breaks the blood-brain barrier, all right? It infects the neural pathways, and we become transceivers for frequencies. We already admit, we emit brain waves. Now these brain waves are actually being able to be picked up by government technology. That's why we have NSA remote neural monitoring. Okay? Stations all around the world. They want to manipulate the population. They want to read the population enough to be able to manipulate the population. So, that's why you have all this wacky stuff happening. You see this wacky stuff happening in the news? Okay? CIA controls the news, right? Operation Mockingbird, CIA controls mainstream media. And, of course, people, I don't know why people haven't evolved, have gotten beyond watching mainstream media. I mean, there are those of you who listen and watch this show. I don't know, maybe Alex Jones, maybe, I don't know, it's independent people with a thought process and real analytical skills. Maybe on YouTube, maybe on Rumble. You know, there are other alt sources that are very truthful about their reporting. Anyhow, we see the balloon in the sky, right? People are freaking out. I mean, you're going to find the weirdest stuff happening in the news. Ever since 9/11, was the first great psyop. They got all the data, all the remote neuromonitoring, figured out that they can actually manipulate the population into believing that we should be going to war, Middle East, you know, so on and so forth. You know, they figured out they can lie to us about the missing money from the Pentagon. They figured out that they could do that. They figured out they can, and so that's why they keep doing it. They keep stealing money out of the Pentagon. They keep doing this weird stuff because it keeps us sufficiently distracted, mind controlled, and yeah. Oh boy, 10-minute mark here. You know what? Let's go ahead and get into this Jim Dore clip. Oh, Mike, did you ever find it?
Hey guys, we're here at Gibbonbow's Farm in Southern Ontario.
No. Mike. Right before that, is it not in the chat? The Jim Dore clip. Right before the milk. It's in my chat. That's the first one I put in. See, that's what happens with Mike partying. I'm seeing.
No, we got it. Hang on.
Well, okay, while you're getting that ready, I just want to say, I mean, it's really weird because I have been having dreams. Now, I have dreams. I'm a lucid dreamer. Like, I'm still aware when I'm dreaming. I do a lot of my research that way. I will put on headphones and, you know, listen to whatever I need to listen to, and I'll pick up, you know, about 60% of it. You know, if I'm missing any concepts or anything, I'll skate over it, you know, while I'm awake. You know, it's really weird. I'm just a savant like that. I'm autistic as hell, as you can say. But I can listen to stuff just as well as I can sleep as I am awake. But and I control my dreams that way a little bit. I control the settings. I'm very lucid, so it's like what I want to dream about today. You know, I'll put it on some. I don't know. If I'm not researching, I can put it on, I don't know, whatever, some fantasy, whatever. And that's what I'll dream about. But lately, you know, for example, if video stops or whatever I'm listening to stops, there's something that takes over. And I find myself in a post-apocalyptic world, post-apocalyptic COVID world, And it's been really strange. I don't really think about that kind of stuff. Now, since things have been revving up with North Korea, I'm sorry, not North Korea, Russia, now I'm having nuclear post-apocalyptic world dreams. And I'm driving in an old beat-up Cadillac, Mad Max style. United States is completely just destroyed. I mean, you have basically street gangs combined with the police to make some sort of force that feeds on the people, that abuses the people more so than in real life. And it's really weird. Clips, I actually think about this stuff. Okay. So I feel as though, you know, the conditioning is there. The fear is there. If I'm picking up on it, I mean, my normal dreams without any outside simulation, I'm murdering zombies and demons nonstop. So for that kind of stuff, I don't. That kind of stuff doesn't bother me. Post-apocalyptic world, but I'm picking up on it. And I think that's the subliminal that's being pumped into everybody's heads right now. If I'm picking up on it, and it's just nonstop. It's not like, oh, you had one, two, or three dreams. No, it's been consistent. Over about 2 weeks now. Very consistent. This is what's being pumped out into the population subliminally via psychoactive frequency. Now, I'm very sensitive to this stuff. It's the fear porn. It's the stuff that keeps us on edge. It's the stuff that's stressing us out. It's the stuff that is shortening our lifespans. All right, go ahead and play that clip, Mike. We're going to stop it short before the break, though, but go ahead.
Political commentator Jimmy Dore had this to say on Tucker Carlson's Fox News show yesterday.
We're the ones provoking this war, just like we provoked the war in Ukraine. We are now provoking a war with China. And who benefits? I'll tell you right now. Your enemy is not China. Your enemy is not Russia. Your enemy is the military industrial complex, which has been fleecing this country to the tunes of hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars. How many times are we going to have a defense secretary say, hey, we can't account for $2 trillion in the Pentagon again? That, like, which has happened twice now in my lifetime. So again, people are being the war machine cannot be stopped. Who's running this country? The war machine. It certainly isn't Joe Biden making these decisions.
Head of the Conservative Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, tweeted, Congress needs to put away its kid gloves and put the Department of Defense and other agencies alike under the knife to excise wasteful spending. It is a top priority to save our nation.
A growing number of Americans believe the U.S. is giving too much support to Ukraine. According to The Hill, 26% of Americans think the United States' support of Ukraine is too strong, a new Pew Research Center poll finds. So, number of interesting things here. You have Jimmy Dore, a YouTuber, I think, formally considered in good standing on the left.
I think he's a leftist and still identifies as a leftist. He supports Medicare for all and wealth taxes and all of the things.
But, yeah. A lot of other people who were for Bernie, who are on the left, are really frustrated about how much approval of the national security state, the deep state, there seems to be in Democratic circles. Going on Tucker, who's like-minded on this issue and probably many other, several other things Jimmy Dore agrees with, to talk about how the blob always wants foreign policy intervention, is all for this Ukraine exercise, when The American people aren't necessarily there. I don't think conservative voters are there. You see that in the poll data. You see that in, and I'm glad to see, I when we talked about your radar today, you talked about spending, and I said, look, some conservatives are coming around on this, or if they were always around, they're being more vocal about it, including Kevin Roberts, who is president of the Heritage Foundation, which is the conservative think tank. It's had, I think, a little bit of an ideological evolution under his tenure to being much less hawkish. In fact, I think they parted ways with some of their national security experts at the think tank because they were very, very for Ukraine at all costs. Kevin Roberts feels differently or knows that what conservative-minded voters and supporters want is a different policy. And yes, defense spending obviously has to be on the table. You sound like a hypocrite if you rail against government spending, but you're like, oh yeah, another couple billion, a trillion for nation building elsewhere.
Yeah.
Nobody buys that. And that's not persuasive.
And Jimmy's right about the Pentagon keep missing money. Like, he can't come up with the funds, can't track its own funds. It's failed the last five audits it's experienced. I don't know what other government agency would have such poor financial mismanagement dealing with such huge sums of money and not come under scrutiny by Republicans who's sine qua non is focusing on wasteful spending like that.
The Pentagon routinely loses money it spent in Afghanistan and Iraq that it can't account for. Weapons can't be accounted for. Nobody knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. So I will say about Tucker Carlson, my understanding is that there's a little bit of a mixed bag on his China hawkishness as compared to his Ukraine hawkishness, and there's a number of guests who regularly really seem to be beating the drums of war for engagement with China who part of kind of the broader Fox News universe, but there is a lot more ideological diversity, especially in this area, on Fox News. And it is very nice, frankly, to see that Jimmy Dore is able to go on and make the kind of argument that he would rarely be offered the opportunity to make on MSNBC or CNN.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine to criticize China. I think it's fine to criticize Russia, too, to be upset with the policies of their government. I'm very upset with the policies of the Chinese government with respect to our own companies here, which when they want to operate in China, have to do self-censorship to appease the communist authoritarians of China. I hate their lockdown policies and everything else, but you're right. That doesn't mean we go to war with them. That doesn't mean our government should have this rhetoric that brings us closer to the brink of war with them. So I agree with Jimmy Dore, you know, refocusing, you know, we're as American citizens, what can we do? And we should exercise our power as voters, as constituents, to be upset with the war machine. I agree with that.
Yeah, it is frustrating also. I mean, Jimmy Dore gets a lot of criticism from folks who say, one, that going on conservative shows is evidence somehow of his conservative allegiances, even though obviously Joanne Reed is not extending Jimmy Dore invitations to come on her show, just as an example. And moreover, they make this argument that when he points out that they're as limited as the energy is on the right for this kind of thing, as you've pointed out, there is more energy, at least from people in power and elected officials, on the right than there is on the left. And that is not a compliment to the right. It's an indictment of the left, a community to which Jimmy Dore belongs, and a warning that if there is not more representation of this worldview, as we saw from the polls, this is a very common plurality kind of worldview in the United States. If there's not more representation of that view on the left, you are going to get people moving right because of this issue in particular.
Yeah.
All right. So there we have it. Yeah, I've never really considered Jimmy a leftist, but and I play his content all the time on the show because I think he's right on. But then again, people say I'm a little bit left, too. I try to keep Lucius' left foot in the cage a little bit. But, you know, it's just, it is what it is. But, yes, people do not understand that we have a major problem. Your enemy isn't your neighbor. The enemy isn't, Muhammad that flew into the country. It isn't Jose that came across the border. Okay, your enemy is the one that's taking your tax money off your labor, making you a slave. That is your enemy. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll have a short segment. We'll be back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, heaven.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Let's go. For this short segment, we'll go ahead and hit the phone lines. I do believe we have over 9,000 in Florida. Line 3, go ahead.
It's over 9,000. Now, I think we're already in a war, and we're getting our butts kicked by all this cheap junk we're getting from China. I've seen more washing machines that take a crap, refrigerators, and don't talk about car parts. I tried to put 3 alternators on my car before I found one that worked. 3 starters. My brother put 3 power steering units on a car before he could find one that worked and broke his knuckles, skinned his knuckles up. Everything is junk anymore. And far as services, even get someone to work on your car anymore, everybody wants to rip you off. A friend of mine wanted to get a well pump. Everyone's trying to rip everybody off, and everything that's being sold is junk. The junk is going to...
Listen, that's the Zionist attitude. Planned obsolescence. I'm not gonna race bait, but come over here, Poland. There's a scam for everything, and it seems like some Ashkenazi Kazarian Zionist stuff here. All right, Mike. Yeah, you think it's bad in the States? It's bad over here too. I'm telling you, there's a scam for everything. A way for people want to try to cheap out and get money out of you. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick.
Some of the components and some, you know, only thing you get anymore that works is a TV, maybe a cell phone for a while. But it seems like I've known more people, the refrigerators are going out, these LG refrigerators, even GE stuff, the knobs on the switches, all this crap's come from China, even such stuff that's manufactured in Mexico. But then the windings and all the components and stuff come from China. They're killing us with junk and fentanyl. So I hope this barium thing works out for them and the strontium and all this other thing you talk about, because all this other electronic stuff ain't working out too good. I've just seen so much of it. I can sell an old washing machine before I can sell a new washing machine. I sell things, you know. I can sell it sometimes. I can sell an old washing machine. People will hit me up before they will buy a new one, and I have over 100 people say, I'd rather have an old one. These new ones, they're telling me these nightmares about the switches in them. We're getting all this junk. And that's going to make everything break down, you know.
I've gone through a couple washer machines since I've been here in Poland.
Yeah.
Past 6 years. Right.
You look at the parts, where they made at. I mean, come on. Where they manufactured. But I'm not going to hold up your show. I don't want to do that. I'm going to carry on. I just thought I'd put my 2 cents in there. By the way, I think some of your callers, you could, you know, if you needed, you had like a little, I think they all should have like superpowers, like the old lady in the Pat in Texas, she'd have like a Bible she throws at people with like little knives on it. And then Bubba, he's got a suitcase full of phone calls of phone numbers to call all the congressmen. And then you'll have
food. Let's talk about how long it'll stay good if the power goes out.
All right, man, go on. I want to hear the rest of the show. I'm gonna let you go.
All right, thank you. I have those thoughts too sometimes. I wish I could empower more people and then give them the wherewithal to go and go and accomplish. Yes.
Mike from Kentucky, his superpower is he'll talk you to death. Okay, I'll let you go. See you.
Thanks.
Some of your unused space with dry ice or frozen containers of water to help keep the temperatures down.
Mike from Kentucky, I tell you, what a guy. Oh, what a guy. He's just knows. We're in good company here. You know, last station I was at, it's like I'm the only conspiracy person. I'm the only political person. Actually, I've passed two radio stations. And then everybody's looking at me like I'm some kind of nut. But no, everybody here knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it's, we're all good company here. We know what's going down. I'm glad I finally found my home with RVN. Not that RVN is the only station, but it's been a hell of a fit. I think I fit in nicely here as an ingredient to the overall truth telling, and Mike from Kentucky does a wonderful job too with that. Oh, and of course you callers, you guys have been going through stuff that's, you know, it all fits. We're gonna take another short break here, and then we'll come back for a long segment. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey guys, we're here at Given Bow's Farm in Southern Ontario. We milk about 260 cows. Right now during the winter months, you milk quite a bit more milk because the feed is very consistent. And as you do a good job, you will produce quite a bit of milk. So, but right now we're over our quota. It's regulated by the government and by the DFO. But the problem is what they don't understand is millions of people look at this milk running away because it's the end of the month, so tomorrow I have to dump. I dump 30,000 liters of milk, and it breaks my heart. I will show you. By the way, this year, Canadian milk, it's $7 a liter. When I go for my haircut, people say, wow, $7, Jerry, for a little bit of milk. I say, well, you have to go higher up, because we have no say anymore as a dairy farmer on our own farm, because they make us dump it. And no matter how we stand up, so this time I'm going public. I want the people to see the pain that us growers have of 365 days as a little boy. We grew up on a dairy farm, came from Europe, work, and here we are. This is what's happening. Oh, by the way, only one country in the world, here in Canada, there's not the United States, not Europe, where they dump thousands of liters when they're over. But we're not supposed to talk about this, because, I don't know, it's just one of those things. But as it's happening, I hope the DFO does look at this and says to herself, you tell me, if you're in the big business, the wood industry, any steel industry, if you're 10% over when your times are good, how can you... So for us, when it's good, our little bit of profit, it goes down the drain. How you guys dare to put this product on the market for $7 a liter and think that that's okay when there's a lot of mothers, single mothers, with no extra, like, they have maybe a few kids to feed or whatever, or the sick kids' hospital it could go to. It could go anywhere, to the food banks. But I hope you're proud, and I think you're going to be surprised, because, yes, my name is Jerry Hugan. And I'm very proud that we send a really good product. And that you just kind of tell us, well, throw it down the drain. Nobody sees it. It's okay. But it's not okay. So, with that being said, one of the best products in the world. We've been milking here for 43 years. So I just hope that people will share this. I hope that I haven't offended anybody, but the dairy industry, for my kids, it has to keep growing. We are not growing, not even by 10%. We get a little bit of quota for free, okay, that gets given to us. It should never be that way. You should buy, just like a trucker has to buy his transport truck, okay? And by the way, my 90 cents that I get from my liter of raw milk, they really have to do nothing to it, because it's the best milk in the world. But what happens is, I pay for the trucking, I pay for the commercialize, everything gets paid to the farmer. Okay? So, but anyways, I do want to see, as you can see here, Abraham, the good product, the cows are happy. I mean, look at these cows, right? They are free roaming. She's got a smile. So, anyhow, all I can say is, I'm standing up a little bit for the local people. And I hope you think to yourself, hey, that farmer for 90 cents and they're paying $7, where does the extra money go? And they capped us, so I can't grow my business at all. What am I going to tell my four kids? Hey, how do you want me to do it? Since 3 years ago, they capped us. We're going to go 6% higher in interest, like 6%. We're looking at high interest rate. Three times over on fuel. We are not going to stay in business in this country. So Justin Trudeau and Rob Ford, I'd love to take you for dinner, okay? Call me, sit down with Hugan Bros Farm, and I think like this, we have so much poverty over the whole world. Hardworking people like myself, I dare to say that 7 days a week as a little boy, I have looked at farm workers. They're sick to their, Mr. Hugan, what are you doing? I says, well, at the end of the month, I have to dump all my milk. Supposed to keep it quiet. Take that to the bank.
Yeah. So, once again, I have to reiterate. The enemy. New World Order governments. This is... How are you going to tell farmers how much milk they can produce? I mean, they're even overstepping the corporations. Not just the farmers. You can only produce this much. Okay, so now the corporations have to charge this much. Can you imagine $7 a liter of milk? I mean, I don't live in the States or Canada. It's been a while. I mean, milk was expensive when I left the States. I don't spend that much on milk here in Poland, but I'm mad. I don't know. Is it $7 a liter? Regardless, you've got and the guys. Wrong at one point. This does happen in the States, okay? The government will tell the dairy farmers how much they have to dump, how much they can bring in. Now, we've got the CIA, in their terrorist tactic ways, right, destroying food processing plants, flying their Cessnas in the grain silos, creating a food shortage, right? Remember that? Creating a food shortage? Since they couldn't pass laws and mandates to vaccinate little babies, so they have to create a food shortage so that the vaccinated mothers had to feed their babies with their putrefied vaccinated breast milk. Remember that? Your enemy isn't Saudi. The enemies are politicians. You guys aren't picking up on this yet. You have a rogue deep state that does not give a damn about you. Not you or me. Listen, these people have enough food. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the whistleblower videos. Some of these people will drive, like they have these underpasses through these mountains. And they'll drive through. And they'll watch these trucks drive into these mountains and these tunnels. And just disappear. Or they'll be lined with rows and rows of docking bays for these 18-wheelers. Nobody knows what the stuff is. Nobody knows who is going to. Nobody knows who owns these docking bays. But I'll tell you, you have your elitist, and they have enough resources. They have enough food, and their underground and mountain shelters are enough space where they can grow and live for many generations. Thus, surface dwellers were to just evaporate in the thin air right now. They've got enough to survive. If the surface became inhospitable, they can survive for many generations. They have enough gasoline. They have enough. They've got enough energy. They've got enough food. They have enough space. Military has underground cities. Okay? Let's go into what's happening in the news right now. I want to address this next one. Go ahead, Mike.
This wasn't the main earthquake, but a building collapse amid the many aftershocks. Running for their lives, most people seem to dodge the falling masonry. A cloud of dust hangs above the rubble. It means there are major concerns about every building which apparently survived the main quake. You can hear the fear in these shouts. Another block comes down, with two cars making a narrow escape. The main earthquake happened when most were sleeping at 4:17 a.m. This is CCTV from a lighting shop. We're not going to show it all, but it lasted for more than a minute. The earthquake was felt in several countries. The epicenter in southern Turkey also means there have been hundreds of deaths in northern Syria. In this hospital, there were stories of miraculous escapes. This man says he and his wife got their four children out just in time. We live on the third floor, he says. As we reached the entrance of the building, it collapsed totally. None of the other people survived. Rescue teams and medics from around the world are now heading to the region.
We know and we have information that hundreds of patients are still under the debris. The situation is too bad. We need urgent help.
Back in Turkey, people are doing what they can to help. But of course, the rubble itself is unstable. Shock, grief, and relief are everywhere. President Erdogan says offers for help have been received from 45 countries. He says it is impossible to know how many people are trapped, dead or alive. The first wave of help from Britain will include 76 rescue specialists who will take four dogs with them.
With a situation like this, of course, timeliness is of the essence. So we have deployed a large search and rescue team with state-of-the-art life-saving equipment. They will be deploying to Turkey very soon. They should be leaving today and deploying soon as they arrive.
Those being pulled out are the lucky few. Many hundreds didn't stand a chance. Where to house survivors is another issue. Where is safe? Is anywhere safe? This tower block is standing, somehow. The sheer relief of this rescued resident says it all. Friends, families, and neighbours continue to claw at rubble tonight. Miracles do happen after all, but as night falls, they are up against the clock. Simon Weiger, 5 News.
We're joined now by Didem Dogan, who's had to leave her home in Adana. Didem, thank you so much for talking to us as we're reflecting what's happening in your city and in your country tonight. Give us an idea of what today has been like for you.
Okay, look, I was watching the same scene. You know, watching these scenes are easy, but living is very hard for us. You know, they are in front of my eyes. Most of the buildings are collapsing and collapsing. Today was very hard for me because, you know, I feel stressed, I feel tired, and I was hopeless because, you know, people are rushing to go somewhere, but we really don't know where to go. We're just running and trying to save other people's life, but we are not capable of the saving everyone's life. So it's very sad moment for us. I cried all day today. Still now I'm in one of the central parks in Adana and it's very cold. Authorities say you should stay out for 3 days, but there is no bed, no food, no clean water, no toilet. So we are left for our own destiny. So we really don't know what to do right now.
So, Didem, just to clarify, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us tonight. I understand it's been a hugely emotional day, but you and others have been told to not go back to your building, which I imagine is still standing, for 3 days, and essentially to look after yourself for those 3 days and try and help with the rescue effort.
Yes, exactly. We are trying to save people from wreckings, but after that, another building collapsed, so we really don't know where to go. And today I was stuck in 5 apartments, and some women were screaming, trying to save her children. So all people are here are hopeless, and governments didn't take the enough measures for us. We are waiting, Here is a Communist Party of Turkey, and they are giving soup for the people. And this is the all food that we can have for today. And now it's very cold outside. Sometimes it's snowing, raining. We don't have coat, brackets. I don't know what's really going to happen next.
Dedan, we can see some pictures as well while we're talking to you of what's happening in your city live at the moment. We can see this huge rescue operation ongoing at the moment, as it is in other parts of Turkey, desperately looking for survivors, obviously trying to listen really carefully to anybody who might be screaming or talking or trying to communicate under this rubble, and trying to remove some of that huge weight of brick and construction that is on top of what we believe to be hundreds of people stuck under many of these buildings. What is it like for you now and for others? I mean, what are the conversations that you are having? Are people still in shock at what they have seen today?
It's a weird feeling, I guess, because this is the first time that I experienced something like that. You know, most of the people here trying to eat something, they want to sleep, they have babies are crying. And the only conversation we have so far we have was like, I mean, what tomorrow will bring us? Because we really don't know. We are not sure anything for now. And authorities don't say anything for us. It's like we are trapped on a desert island and we are here.
Well, Dedan, please do take care of yourself. Thank you so much for talking to us on 5 News, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later in the week as well.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, me talking about the Trump governments, what does this have to do with anything? Oh, well, let me tell you. Yeah, there's this guy I know. You guys should know him, too, from the history books. We wouldn't have a lot of the things that we have today if it weren't for this guy. His name is Nikola Tesla. Yes, well, you know, the FBI stole all of his research, right? And from all that research, we got weather warfare weapons. We got earthquake weapons. You have seismic freaking weapons. Your HAARP facilities. And there's not just one. There are many around the globe. 28 last time I counted. Okay? This is the warfare. Syria wasn't completely destroyed like Israel wanted. So, something had to be done, right? Earthquake weaponry that our New World Order has, which, you know, if Israel says they want a place destroyed, then, you know, by all means, let's use our covert weaponry. Yeah. Why? So, and it's funny, too, because what was it, 43 nations sending in aid? Okay, that's not out of charity, people. That's 43 countries going to be vying for control over international policy concerning that region. Nothing is done out of the goodness of the government's heart. Okay? Not any of the governments. I'm sorry. That's just not real. If you believe that, then you're part of the problem. It's absolutely important that you know and understand the capabilities of the powers that be. People have no problem murdering thousands of people, thousands of babies. No problem. I mean, you've seen the pictures of Syria, right? Buildings look like Swiss cheese over there. I feel so bad, You know, and these are quote-unquote Christian countries, but we know these are traditionally Muslim countries. Still a war on Islam. I don't know where you stand with that. Some of you probably support it. But, however, I do not support genocide when it comes to religious belief. But, if we're Americans, we're real there. Well, as an American, you should probably stay the hell out of there. Let them have their lands. Let them do things their way. I'm not going to be going waving LGBT flag and Qatar, because I believe they should become more progressive. No, each their own. Well, you LGBT flag waving people, you got your own space. Why don't you just hang out in San Francisco at your coffee shops, at your sex shops? Leave the rest of the world alone. You got your safe space. Same thing with your Muslims. You know, you got your safe space. You got your area where you should be able to live without the rest of the world attacking you. Can't we all just get along? Well, we could if we didn't have knowledge of each other. With this globalism. And that is the inherent problem, the evil people behind the globalism. You're going to see more stuff like this every day, people. Every single day, there's going to be a new PSYOP, there's going to be a new disaster, there's going to be a new shortage, there's going to be something MKUltra mind control, trauma-based psyop to keep you in a state of fear where you can be psychoactively interfaced with and controlled. Keep you as scared little animals in a cage. Somewhere deep down in you, you gotta find your way out. You gotta stand up. You gotta bend the bars. You gotta get free.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 25 pounds.
So, anyhow, with that said, I think we're gonna have the right outro here. With that said, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Yes, because. And remember, the land of surveillance may have their eyes pink. So please educate yourself.
Doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my new friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore.
take her a pill.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.